This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And you know what we did to Target?
You know what we did to Bud Light? Screwed that up. You know what we did to Bud Light? We need to do the same thing to Target. Target might be the most evil corporation in the United States of America. I know that's saying a lot, Chris. Hey, help me figure out a worse one. Target sells... Okay, Disney, that's pretty good. Hey. Target sells chest binders for teenage girls. They sell, I don't even know how to say this with kids listening. They sell underwear for girls that will make the girl look like a boy. Is that a good way to say it, Chris? What? That, I thought that was very subtle. Anyway, that's what it is. I'm not even going to tell you what they call it, but Target not only sells those, they make them prominent in their stores. Now, maybe you're still on the fence. Would you like to purchase a t-shirt? Everyone loves a good t-shirt, right? I'm a t-shirt freak. Everyone knows stylist Jesse's pretty big on the t-shirts. I'm a t-shirt fan. In fact, the one I have now, I'm going to have to be careful when I get home because I just noticed a couple holes in the back. And that's when t-shirts really get money. But you can't let the wife see the holes. Because if the wife sees the holes, then she throws your shirt in the garbage and then you just spend all those years breaking in your shirt. Anyway, look, I'm not worried about it because if she throws away this shirt, I can just go to Target.com and I can buy the, and this is verbatim. I can buy the Pride Adult Drag Queen Baby Girl 666 short sleeve t-shirt. Comes in gray too. Comes in gray. And I'm a big gray fan. So, if this one gets thrown away, I'm excited for Bible Girl 666. Bible Girl 666 short sleeve t-shirt. Now you tell me, is there no other place that you and I can purchase some cheap toilet paper or whatever we get at Target? And I'm not judging you for having shopped at Target. When we first got married, we didn't have any money. We got all the furniture for our house at Target. Our bedroom dresser where you keep all your clothes. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was this huge bedroom dresser. And we thought, wow, what a deal. It was $149 in Target. Wow, that's a great steal for some furniture. And I got home and unpacked it. And the general rule is the more pieces you have to put together, the bigger piece of crap it is. That's just kind of the way it goes. There were not two pieces together in the entire thing. And I had to assemble the whole thing. Of course, it fell apart in like 6 months. It was all particle board. The nails are coming out. It wasn't on me, Chris. Anyway, so I've shopped there. I know. Are we going to continue funding this, or are we going to put our money where our morals are? I know what I'm voting for. All right, let's get to some emails here. But wait, hold on. Joe Biden was out there giving some props to Nancy Pelosi today. And, you know, I got to tell you, it's kind of cool when they give each other compliments. And I like to think that I know at least a little bit about politics. I don't know that I call myself an expert, but I know a little bit. Man, I did not realize Nancy Pelosi had been around this long.
Nancy leading the way. You never had to worry about whether the bill would pass. She said she had the votes. She had the votes every time. And she had the votes so many life-changing pieces of legislation. She helped rescue the economy in the Great Depression.
Man, Nancy has been doing it a while. Thank you for your service to our nation, Nancy, and bailing us out of the Great Depression. Now, let's get to some emails before we get to the rest of this. Jesse, I looked up the location of your book signing in Houston. Oh, the subject of this email is Book Tour Secret Agenda. He said, I looked up the location of your book signing in Houston, and there is a Red Lobster, literally, that's not nice, within mortar range. I know exactly what you're doing. Oh, whoops. Did that book signing end up being close to a Red Lobster? And I don't have one by my house? But there is one by the book signing? Oh, man, that was a total accident. I feel bad about that. I feel terrible about that. Oh, reminder, book signing goes like this. Here are the dates once again. And you can have your book signed and stamped with my face on it on these dates. The 10th? I think it's the 10th. The 10th, hold on, I'll read it for you. The 10th, yeah, June 10th is Houston. All right, June 10th is Houston. June 12th is Salt Lake City. I'll be in Salt Lake City. June 14th, all the information on all this is on at jessekellybook.com, by the way. June 14th, that is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. June 15th, Tampa, Florida. And that's it. All right, that's it. That's your last chance to meet a celebrity, to meet a what, Chris? To meet a world famous author who's really written a life-changing book, a book that will change the world, called The Anti-Communist Manifesto, which you can, of course, read at jessekellybook.com. Now, let's get to this. Everyone's mad at me again. This is from Mediate, some big publication, I don't know. Pro-Trump Fox News regular, they're talking about me, pro-Trump Fox News regular comes right out and says it. This country needs a dictator. And this was kind of the gist. It doesn't matter exactly specifically what I said, but this is the gist of what I said. And you've heard me talk about this before. None of this surprises you. I want to be free. I want to live in a free country that I thought I lived in before COVID-19. But I want to live in a free country. I'm going to live in a country where the government is tiny and the people can be free. But what kind of people can be free? Well, again, as the great John Adams said, the Constitution, this country, that limited tiny government, it's only fit for a moral people. And he said it won't work. I'm paraphrasing. He said it won't work for any other kind. This tiny government life that you and I have wanted, that we've wanted to live, it will only work for a moral people. And we're not a moral people. And I'm not talking about you personally or me personally. Everyone knows I'm not. I mean, as a nation, we are not a moral people. We don't deserve to be free. We deserve a dictator, and we will get one. I guarantee we will get one. Like, for instance, let's discuss this, and I'm going to be as nice as I can. I'll be very direct, so this might be hard to hear, but let's really genuinely discuss what this, what do they call it? Gender-affirming care is. That's what the communists call it. Have you seen what they do? And I really, listen to me, especially you kids, do not look this up, okay? Just trust me on this. You don't want it in your, I wish I'd never seen it. Have you seen what they do to young girls, teenage girls? They take their forearm, so obviously below the wrist, between the elbow. I know, Chris, Michael, I know. The facial expressions are not helping. I'm trying to get through this. I know it's terrible. And they, have you ever been to a gyro shop? I mean it. Where the meat's what? I'm sorry, I don't have a better way to describe it. Where the meat's turning around and they're shaving the meat off. That's what they do to a young girl's forearm, essentially down to the bone. They then will chop off her breasts. Gosh, it's the friggin' saddest thing. They then will chop off her breasts and then take that hunk of flesh and form it into the male stuff that's down below. I know there are kids listening, but it's the most barbaric Frankenstein stuff you've ever seen, and none of it looks real. None of it's functioning. It's honestly, it's some of the most despicable barbaric stuff I've ever seen in my entire life, ever. Well, what's happening right now in the country? What's happening is red states like Texas and Florida and places like that, they're banning this procedure for children. They're banning the procedure. And you like that. And I like that. Right? I want it. Good. Yes. Ban the procedure. Take the doctors. Take the psychiatrists. Take the parents. Throw them in a dark hole forever because you don't get to do that to children. So you like the bans. I like the bans. We like the bans. But here's the thing. When people say things like, hey, the parents wanted it. The parents wanted it. The child agreed. The doctor says it's okay. The psychiatrist says it's okay. It's not constitutional to ban it. That's what people will say. You know what's crazy about that? They're right. You should have the freedom to do that. Your child working with your parents, you should. But it should be banned. And the fact that you have to pass a law to ban that is so prevalent. Think, wrap your mind around this. That horrific procedure I just described, and I won't describe it again. It is universally supported by every Democrat at every level in the United States of America. Every entertainer you watch, most of your athletes, the medical institutions in this nation, almost all of them support it. The psychiatry, parents across the nation. This is not like a one-off tiny thing. A vast portion of your nation, probably half, supports what I just described. When you get to a nation, when you get to a point as a nation where you have to ban carving up a girl like a gyro, you don't deserve to be free. You're no longer a people who deserve to be free. And that's why we will get a dictator. I don't know whether he'll be right wing or left wing. I don't want a dictator, but he's coming. And that's what we need. It's what we deserve. It is. It's exactly what we deserve. Yeah, let's move off of that. Speaking of young girls and boys, I want to make sure I remind people when I talk about the Acervo Project that this does happen to boys as well. It's not just young girls. And I want to make sure people know this, and I'm glad the Acervo people have been working with me on this. It's oftentimes someone the kids know. It's an uncle. It's a family friend. This stuff happens online. They convince kids that they're friends. That's how they get to know them. Then they convince kids to send them a picture or something like that. And then they use that as blackmail to get even more. It's despicable the amount of human trafficking that happens in this country. Millions. Right under our noses. Maybe your kid. Maybe my kid one day. I pray to God not. I want you to, if you're a victim, to get a hold of them, please. Or you think you know a victim. TheAcervoProject.org, ASSERVO. And I want you to support this organization so we can stop it. They're stopping it. They're hunting these people down and they're stopping them. $14 a month. That's it. TheAcervoProject.org, $14 a month. Go support them.
Feeling a little stocky?
Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you see this? At Oxford, students now live in fear. They think canceling each other will help them get ahead. Now, you don't know anything about Oxford. I take that back. That's not fair. I don't know anything about Oxford. It's this fancy university somewhere in one of those other countries or something like that. No, it's in England. So Oxford is one of these fancy universities. But like all of America's fancy universities, they've gone full-blown communist. They welcomed in communist professor after communist professor after communist administrator. And now it's just simply a shell of what it once was. And now, surprise, surprise,
students snitch on each other all the time for the slightest infraction. Isn't that amazing? And isn't it amazing that that seems to be pretty much the standard for every communist country ever? You ever read any stories about the Soviet Union? There are really genuine heartbreaking stories where they'll bring in a guy to confess and he won't confess. So they'll bring in his wife and torture her until he confesses. So there's a bunch of that. There's nothing you can do about that. But then there are stories where they'll bring in a guy and they'll say, hey, we heard you said you didn't like Stalin. And he'll say, what? I never said that. And then they'll bring in his wife who volunteered the information. Yes, you did. You said it when we were laying in bed last night. You said you didn't like Stalin. If you, and look, that's one example. Honestly, the worst of the examples I've ever heard, it was in East Germany. East Germany, they had such a system of oppression and spying on each other set up that it was just the standard that husbands would report wives, wives would report husbands, children would report parents, parents would report their own children. Think about how much you love your children. You would lay down and die for your children. Everyone but liberal right white women loves their children. Everyone. Think about living in a society that is so evil, it turns families against each other. And I only brought this up for this reason. Keep in mind that that's really one of the main reasons the communist does so many of the things he does. It's one of the reasons they push so hard for all the LGBTQ stuff in schools. People will look at the basics of it and they'll think, well, they want to turn your kids into a tranny. Well, yes, but no. And this is what I mean. Yes, they want your child to go cut his penis off, of course. But that's not really the end goal. What they really want is your child broken away from you. They know you've raised your child with care and values, hard work, manners, right, wrong, things like that. They understand that. And they understand if your child continues to be raised in your home, your child is very likely going to be an emotionally stable adult who probably starts a family of his or her own. Children who are raised in families generally end up starting other families. That's just kind of the way it goes. Well, the family unit is the enemy of communism. They have always sought to break up the family unit, break up and destroy the family unit. It's not that they want your child to be a tranny. It's that they want your child broken. Because think about it. If they can convince your 14-year-old daughter that she's actually a boy, and they can start injecting her with all kinds of puberty blockers, and then by the time she's 15, they've got her under the knife, chopping her breasts off, and she's just a wreck. Your daughter's mentally destroyed and physically destroyed, likely for the rest of her life, but is she not pretty much a guaranteed communist foot soldier for these people? They're in the foot soldier recruitment game and breaking up of the family game. Now, how do we do this? What do we do to prevent this? Well, there's this lady, Aisha Mills, one of these commie activists. She actually accidentally gave a great, great lesson for all of us.
I think it was extremely clever, and I really appreciate the NAACP's guidance on this issue. You know, I just took my family to spring break in Florida recently, and I think about all of the folks who traveled there for sun and joy and peace and restoration. And to be reminded that actually this is getting to the point where Florida is about to be a terrorist state to many of us here in America, certainly as a lesbian, as a black woman. I don't want to have anything to do with the place.
That is why I tell you this. As uncomfortable as it may make you, your red states, the red state legislatures, it's not that they should be passing a law. They should be passing law after law after law after law after law that is viewed as aggressively anti-communist. Why? The real benefit is that communist who wants to break your child away from you, she's going to give up her teaching job and go teach in San Francisco. And your child will instead have a sane human being. You want the communists to feel unwelcome. And that's difficult for the right to accept because the right is much more welcoming, much more understanding. We don't want to do things like this. Headline, Pride organizers cancel events in Florida and cite hostile legislation. Yes! Yes! That's the blueprint. All right. Now, let's discuss the FBI destroying evidence and let's discuss MyPillow. I want to discuss MyPillow for a moment because, look, we brought up Target and things like that before, but do you remember when Mike Lindell, because he was fighting for election integrity and they kept telling him to shut up and he wouldn't shut up about election integrity, do you remember when they started kicking him out of the big box stores, stores like Bed Bath & Beyond? Think about this. You're MyPillow. You make these great products, pillows and towels and all these other things, and they're doing really well in a store like Bed Bath & Beyond. Think what that means for your bottom line. And they say, stop it. And he says, no, I won't stop it. And he gets himself kicked out and he doesn't stop at all. That's guts. I mean, I've been telling you to buy a 6-piece towel set because they're on clearance. They're only $25 right now. That's over 70% off. Forget that. Go buy your 6-piece towel set to tell Mike Lindell freaking thank you. Talk about putting your money where your morals are. That's the definition of it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we'll get to the FBI in a second, but I've got a couple things to do first. First, realize it's been a little while. 877-377-4373. You can call. Not to small talk. We're not going to small talk. You can call and get right to the point. 877-377-4373. Get to the FBI stuff, but we have a little bit of breaking news. Well, hold on. And as a journalist, I have responsibilities, Chris.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
For those who've been waiting, probably the biggest political news right now, it is now officially leaked. The Ron DeSantis campaign will announce they are running for president. Ron DeSantis will announce he's running for president tomorrow. And remember what we were talking about in the very beginning? I swear on my life I didn't do this on purpose. Remember we were talking about in the beginning about how social media, whether you're on it or not, and I'm not encouraging you to be on it, it's important. Not because it should be important, but because important people think it's important. Ron DeSantis announces that he's going to announce on Twitter, social media platform, Twitter. Now, what should you take from this? Well, again, I know everyone's in one of the two camps, Trump or Heavy D. It's not like anybody's in Team Nikki Haley, so I'm not worried about that. But there are two different camps. All right. It's very clear. And there's not a ton of daylight between the candidates on issues themselves. There are on some issues, but stylistically, there's a Grand Canyon between the candidates on several different things, and you're going to choose what you like. When it comes to dealing with the media, it's very clear that Trump believes in something and believes it all the way. Trump believes in the old school approach of there's no such thing as bad press. So Trump will routinely sit down with full-blown communists who hate his guts. He'll invite them into his resort. He'll go sit down with them. Remember when he sat down with Bob Woodward for 18 hours? He believes in sitting down, brawling with them, and then when they print an article calling him the Nazi white supremacist antichrist, Trump does not view that bad. Trump views that as good because they're talking about him. And maybe you don't like that approach, and I'll be honest, that's not my preferred approach, but it would be hard to argue with Donald Trump about publicity. Whether you love Donald Trump or not, Donald Trump knows publicity. He knows branding. So he does this with a purpose. It's a mistake. A lot of people who dislike Trump will constantly bring up things and act like Donald Trump is an idiot. Donald Trump is not an idiot. Donald Trump is the furthest thing from an idiot. And what he does with the media, how he handles it, how he handles the media might be your preferred way, might not be your preferred way. He has a reason for it, which brings us to Ron DeSantis. We've seen this in his time as governor of Florida, and now you're seeing it with the announcement on Twitter. Nobody in the history of the presidency has done an announcement on Twitter? What? Social media? You're supposed to have a press conference and you invite everybody in CBS and MSNBC and everyone shows up and then you announce and then they shout questions at you. Why are you doing this? The DeSantis camp, very clearly, this has been obvious. They believe in treating the media like lepers. They believe in treating them like lepers. That's what they want. They want the media to get treated like crap. They want them delegitimized at all. That is the DeSantis philosophy. You're going to choose the one you want. Do you want the guy who sits down with all of them and brawls? Do you want the guy who treats them, you know, like they're nothing? That's your call. Again, it's not my job to tell you how. I've been honest about my primary preferences, what will drive my primary vote, and neither of the things that drive my primary vote are how you deal with the media. It's not that I don't think how you deal with the media is important. It is important. It's just not my huge, huge issue. So that is breaking news bit number one. And again, I want to remind you, if you're calling in 877-377-4373, whether it be a question or a comment, I don't know. Get to the point. Get to the point. Which brings me to breaking news number two.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Russia says they have intercepted two American jets over the Baltic Sea. Now, calm down. Just calm down for a moment. I did not say they shot down two jets over the Baltic Sea. I said they intercepted two jets over the Baltic Sea. Intercepted can be a complicated term. You would hear if they had shot them down, but they were intercepted. What do we take from this? Look, I'm going to get to the FBI stuff, but all this stuff just piled on me here. Look, here's the honest truth. And I don't like talking about this. You don't like talking about this, but Russia and Ukraine, they're blowing each other up. It's a whole ugly affair, like all these freaking Soviet and Eastern European conflicts are. All these European conflicts are just horrible meat grinder affairs where all these young men die and all these people are rendered homeless, and it's just freaking awful, okay? We have chosen, for a variety of reasons, we have chosen to get involved. We have gotten involved probably past the level where Russia is going to find it acceptable. And this is what I mean. Us in Russia, or us in the Soviet Union, however you want to look at it, we've been in a million proxy wars together, a million of them. But both countries have always understood there's a limit to how, quote, involved gets. If we go to Vietnam to fight against the North Vietnamese communists, is Russia going to be supplying generous supplies of AK-47s? You bet they are. Are the Marines right up towards the line? Are they going to run into a regiment of Russian troops? No, because that would be too far. Are the Russians in Vietnam going to send a bomber squadron over top one of our bases and bomb them to dust? No, that would be too far. The question in all these proxy wars is, how far is too far? This brings me back to Joe Biden. This brings me back to President Poopy
but
Pants.
My focus is just stay focused.
I've brought it up before on the show. You already know it, but it is a big deal. Chris, you don't need to dig it up. Thank you. I'm sure you're looking for it. You don't need to bring it up, but it is a big deal. Joe Biden is not in full control of his brain because he has dementia, probably. I mean, who knows what it could be? It's probably dementia. Because he's not in control of his brain, he cannot keep critical national security secrets inside of his brain where they have to be. He gets a briefing every single day. From CIA military heads, he gets a top secret briefing with all the juicy stuff in there. He very clearly sat down with his military people and had a briefing about what to do when Russia was preparing to invade. And then he got up there and he said, well, it's one thing if it's a small invasion, which was not something you're supposed to say. You're not supposed to give that away. And then he was asked at a different one, the reporter asked him something, and Joe Biden said, well, you know, that Nord Stream pipeline, it goes from Russia to Germany. We'll take it out. We'll knock it out. And remember the reporter, we played it for you a dozen times, was so confused. basically says, "What? Wait, what? How are you gonna do that? You don't have any authority there." And you could tell his mind started short circuiting on what he did. And we'll take it out. Well, eventually you can take that too far. So, what that means, I guess we can talk a little bit more about it in a second. Then we'll get to these calls here in just a second. But first, let's remain as young and vital as we possibly can for as long as we can, huh? Whether you're 20, whether you're 90, your testosterone levels matter, fellas. Shoot, did you know low testosterone equals depression? Did you know that? It's about a lot more than making babies with your wife. Ladies, we need you strong, fit too, ready to roll. Male vitality stacks for the boys. Female vitality stacks for the ladies. All natural herbal supplements. No more big pharma crap. Natural herbal supplements. This is to counter all the estrogens we drink in the water and everywhere else. They're 35% off if you get a subscription. You have to go to chuck.com, chuq.com, promo code Jesse. Go tonight. I know you've been thinking about it. Tonight's the night. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you miss any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on the iHeart app. That's it. Just go to the iHeart app. It's totally free. Go download it. Enjoy that much of it. Now, before we get to your calls, I have a couple of things I have to promise you. I have to finish my thought on Russia and then get this FBI stuff. Then we'll get to your calls, 877-377-4373.
In these proxy war type situations, there's always an understanding. You can go so far, and then you need to stop, or else we're going to have a problem. We famously originally said, hey, we're not going to send this. We're not going to send that. We're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. And then we've since crossed that line several times. Where am I going with all this? Where I'm going is we haven't had a serious conflict with a nation who could hurt us at our home in a long time. We haven't. It's been World War II when we had Nazi submarines off the East Coast and Japanese submarines off the West Coast. It's been a long time. When you deal with Russia, it's not that they are our military equal, but they are somebody who has the ability to hurt us. Their cyber abilities are extremely good. And an alarming amount of America's grid, various parts of it, are vulnerable. I know this from security people I talk to. Hopefully we haven't pushed this thing to a point where you personally are going to feel it. That's where I'm going with all this, where I personally am going to feel it. Are we going to wake up one day and there's a gigantic part of America's power grid that is off for some reason? I don't know. But that's the kind of thing, that's how future wars are going to be fought. That's that kind of warfare. And that kind of warfare can be chaotic and devastating. People die in that. I remember here in Houston, we had a freeze, and these Texans are just not used to freezes. There were multiple deaths. I think it was a 24-hour freeze, 24, 48 hours where we lost power. People died. It's catastrophic. People die when power gets lost. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying if they're now flying jets and intercepting our jets, that's probably not good. All right, that's one. Two, we'll get to this because there's so much more I want to get to. One, the FBI gets an F in trust, according to the New York Post, but shows no remorse. That's according to the great Miranda Devine. I love her. But then you get to this one. This is according to Becker News. The DOJ halted Clinton Foundation investigation. Right as Trump left office, the DOJ stepped in and said stop. And then Joe Biden comes in and the FBI allegedly destroyed all of the evidence for the Hillary Clinton thing. But I only read these two headlines to repeat to you something I've told you before. You went out to the polls in the midterms and you gave the GOP back the House of Representatives. It's time to stop blaming the FBI, and it's time to start asking why the FBI isn't deathly afraid of the Republican House of Representatives who could defund them tomorrow. Where are the Republicans? This organization will end America if it is allowed to continue. Secret state police agencies. If you follow this down the road, especially because America is armed and the states will divide against each other, this is the kind of thing that will blow up the country. If the GOP can't get this under control, what good are they? I mean, I don't even want to answer that question. Oh, well, who cares? Ray, Florida, go.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question is, with Kevin McCarthy sitting down with President Biden about this government shutdown, why is he not coming out and saying President Biden is not fit to be president if he can't see if he has dementia or not?
All right, here's why. And I struggle with this, too. Joe Biden has dementia on top of the fact he's a piece of crap controlled by communists. So I don't want Joe Biden to be president anymore. In fact, as we just talked about, it's a national security risk to have Joe Biden be president because he can't keep national security secrets inside of his melting brain. This is a problem. So I want him gone. You want him gone. Lord willing, Kevin McCarthy wants him gone. I don't know that. I'm not going to put a lot of faith in Kevin McCarthy. Why hasn't he declared him to be unfit? Well, let's say they impeach him, and I'm fine with that. In fact, I want them to impeach him. Let's not delude ourselves and think that things get better if we manage to actually, which we can't get him out of office because Democrats control the Senate, but even if we could, let's say we had the Senate, and we impeach him, and we run him out of office. Are you ready for President Dole?
Without semiconductors, your smartphone would not be a smartphone. It would be a paperweight that occupies a big space in your pocket.
See, Chris said when I was playing that anyone's better than Joe Biden. Are you sure? I really mean this. I understand that Joe Biden is embarrassing and he's lost and he's a cadaver at this point. I understand that. Do you really mean to tell me as a person who loves this country, and I know you do, Chris, do you mean to tell me that Joe Biden is more embarrassing as commander-in-chief than Dome would be? Okay, that's fair. Chris said it's nothing to do with embarrassment. He can't keep secrets in his head. If we're just going to look at the nitty-gritty of it, that's a very fair point. That's a very fair point. It is a national security risk. She's, yes, an idiot, but probably not a national security risk. Yeah, I mean, look, but when has she ever been able to keep her mouth shut? Aaron in Washington, go.
Hey, Jesse. Hey, I've got an idea. I could be wrong, but I think the Republicans need to have some strategy on this one. Keep Trump in to take all the heat from the radical left and our useless corporate media to the very last minute, and then step aside because he cannot win with the low information voter, the emotional voter. I think you coined the phrase, the crazy cat woman. Throw all his support behind Heavy D to save the country. Ideally with a woman of color like Nikki Haley or Tim Scott as a vice president.
No, let me tell you why that's not going to happen. This is the kind of thing that you and I, and I'm not dogging on you because Aaron, if you and I sat down, if anyone listened to me sat down and we were, you know, breaking bread, some Cheddar Bay biscuits at Red Lobster. If we were doing that, this is the kind of thing we would come up with that is brilliant and probably effective, but it's one of those things that, it sounds great in conversations with your buddies. It's not going to happen. Donald Trump feels like he was cheated out of the presidency. He's coming back with a vengeance to try to take it back. He's never dropping out of the race. Him and Ron DeSantis are going to spend the next year throwing poop at each other. It'll make everyone uncomfortable but me, and there's no stopping it. There's absolutely no stopping it. It is inevitable. All right, 877-377-4373. Men and women are different. Trump actually made some abortion comments. And Joe Biden is a piece of crap. All that's still to come. Let's get to this email, though. Hey, Jesse, I got a phone call last week, and it came up as a Texas number that I didn't recognize on my Pure Talk phone. My first thought was, Jesse is calling me. Anyway, it was not you. It was actually Preborn. They called me to thank me for my first $28 donation. Yeah, I had already received an email for the thank you, but they actually called me to say thank you. I felt so honored and glad I had possibly saved a life. I love babies. His name is Marcus. Yeah, man. Those I'll tell you what, I like the calls Preborn does, but the emails, they'll make you cry. We've had some tough guys emailing the show, and they say the emails, because they email, you know, updates on things. We've had some guys call on the show and say they're a mess. Dude, it is wonderful. You'll read them with your family, with your friends. Give $28 to Preborn tonight and experience it one time, and I bet you'll come back again. $28 buys that scared young lady an ultrasound. She will hear that heartbeat. She mostly chooses life almost every time, and you will have saved a life. That's a soul that will walk the planet because of you. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a life tonight. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.